Alex Thompson, co-founder of Naked Insurance, because they've just started a project on this line. Hello, Alex. Is there a sort of global name for these kinds of spends and diversion of some of the spend?
Hi, John. Thanks for having me. I don't know. I mean, I think you're talking about the My School card here, aren't you?
But yeah, well, I mean, it's not only My School card. You can also, I mean, you can. There are also ones that allow you to donate to environmental organisations and so on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Well, anyway,
I have no idea what the generic name is now.
All right. Thank you for at least now I know that the phrase I was looking for was generic name. okay. Naked Insurance. How long have you been around?
We've been in the market for just over 2.5 years.
Okay, and how's it gone?
It's been fantastic, thanks. Yeah, we've had a really good run. I think particularly actually in the last 6 months, people have, as you know, have moved a lot online, and we're a technology based insurance, and so I think that's really resonated with loads of people.
And your primary focus is where? Short term insurance, household, car, that kind of thing.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean we do a car insurance product, a home product. We also cover sort of individual things like laptops and phones and bicycles and that sort of thing. But I think the key thing is, you know, that you can go onto your phone, you can get a quote in seconds, you know, and you put your card in and you're covered. It's super convenient. That's one of the big differentiators.
And then, I mean, you're making a naked difference now for NPOs, and this takes us back to, you know, the issue of what the generic name, affinity card. Somebody suggests affinity card. I don't know. It's not a card, but it works on the same principle that some of the money that you spend with Naked Insurance buying cover for yourself gets diverted to one of six NPOs, and you can choose which of the six that you want.
Yeah, that's partially right. It's not so much that a portion of your premium gets channeled to one of these causes. I mean, there are other people doing those kinds of things. This is slightly different. What we've changed is that, you know, normally, you know, like claims will go up and down from 1 year to another. And when claims are low, usually that sort of lines the profits of the insurance company. And we think that creates a conflict of interest, you know, that you're going to try to get claims down so that you can make more profits. We think that's a problem. So we've actually changed the way that it works so that we take a fixed fee, you know, a fixed percentage of the premium. But what that means, of course, is that when claims are low, there's this extra money, right? And it's that money that is the naked difference. That's the money that goes to these causes that our customers choose.
Okay, and what kind of quantum are we talking about, potentially? I mean, you've been around for 2.5 years, and the quantum now will be less than you and the people who started the business with you hope it'll be greater in 10 years' time as you take a greater share of the market.
That's right. I mean, you know, these payments are central to what we're about. You know, it's and as we grow, these payments will undoubtedly grow. So, yeah, so we're launching the Make a Difference today with a 250,000 rand amount that we're giving to these causes. But yeah, as you know, as we go, and you know, depending on what the level of those claims are, that amount will certainly multiply in the future.
Okay, and the degree of individual choice of the policyholder, it is there. If I sign up for a policy with Naked Insurance, I then get a choice between Christel House, Cotlands, Door of Hope, Green Pop, Living Legends, and Oscar's Ark. And I say, I want my share of the money, but the way you described it, it isn't really my share of the money because it's a global pool.
Yeah, that's right. So what we actually do is we take all the people that chose one of those causes, you know, let's say chose Crystal House, and we put them into like a little mini pool themselves. And it's the money that's left over in that particular pool. You know, once we've, you know, we've taken the fee that I mentioned, you know, we've bought some reinsurance and we've paid all the claims for those particular customers, it's the remaining money that goes to that particular cause.
We have a situation then when potentially Green Pop could get a lot more or a lot less than Crystal House because arbitrarily, the people in that pool had, I don't know, had more claims to make and had to be paid out more.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I guess you could look at it as arbitrary, but I think the main thing is that we don't want to be participating in that volatility, you know, in the ups and downs of those claims, right? And over time, you know, things will go up, things will go down, and people should get a good amount, but it will vary from year to year. For sure. You know, I think the other thing that's worth emphasizing about this, you know, is that it's also something that is really encouraging people to do things that you know are really in the broader community's interests. When it comes to insurance, a lot of people feel comfortable, you know, claiming for things they shouldn't. And of course that money's not coming from the big bad insurer anymore. It's actually coming from a cause that you've chosen. And, you know, if we can address that kind of, you know, they call it soft fraud, it really allows us to cut sense. Claims and ultimately to lower premiums.
Yeah. It does make sense. How did you choose the six? Because there are probably at least 600 worthy NPOs.
Well, you know, we really reached out to our customers and asked them. You know, we wanted it to be causes that were close to our customers, that are meaningful to them. And of course, this list is going to grow. This is not a fixed list. You know, as we grow, there's going to be more and more names added to this. The intention is that there's something on there for everyone where you feel, you know, I feel strongly about this cause. It's something that matters to me.
Alex, thanks very much for explaining that to us. And I'm sorry I got it slightly wrong at the beginning. Alex Thompson, co-founder of Naked Insurance.